Namaste and welcome to the Living India podcast by Purvi Shah Paulini. On business topics and global events in connection with spirituality. Integral and sustainable change means to integrate this aspect on a deeper level as well. Because knowing people means knowing business. Welcome back to our Wisdom Workshop. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Purvi.
And we welcome today our guest, Gita Pine from Formworld. A very warm welcome, Gita.
Thank you. I'm very, very grateful for you having me.
Both of us just recently came to know each other when I attended one complexity workshop of yours. And you have created Formworld, which is a coding language for language and meaning, which is based on a linguistic system on injunction to acquire definition. And what I understand is you developed this together with your husband. Maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit more and tell us what exactly Formworld is.
Okay, yes. My name is Gita Pine. I'm a German researcher concentrating on system and cybernetic analysis, on conflict analysis and language. I met my husband back in 1988, and my idea back then was to create something that helps not only me but others to a higher clarity of thought, to a higher clarity of feeling, to a higher clarity of communication. And in my opinion back then, and I still agree with myself here, the best approach from my side is via language. So I took a deep dive into philosophy, Western and Asian philosophy, Eastern philosophy, into mathematics, into sociology, psychology, and so on, and created a first network of concepts coming from these fields of science in order to help myself to comprehend better how concepts are working for me. I called this back then modeling, went to Ralph, my husband, with it, and he said, good idea, but we need to take mathematics with us because in the end we have to create something that is always that is also accessible for artificial intelligence. We started, as I said, 1988, and the first universal reference system Formworld was ready in 1994. It was not self-sufficient back then, but along over the years, over the decades, we solved that problem too. I'm living in Germany, in Wendland, Lüchow, that's northern Germany, around about 150 kilometers south. East.
You have worked a lot on the topic complexity. How was the idea born and why? And you also developed a program on this topic. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, back then in 1988, it was foreseeable that mankind will not address the coming meta crisis accordingly to the needs of the people. It was clear that we needed something to help mankind to deal with higher forms of complexity.
We have
entered a new era where, for the first time in the history of mankind, we are emulating reality in synergy with machines. This emergence came from algorithmization, digitization, globalization, and the internet, and confronts us now with emergent complexities. So it was very clear to me that if we wish to address the meta crisis accordingly, we have to ask for relevant qualities in ourselves as human beings. Many of them are already addressed as empathy, awareness, more spiritual approaches in the best philosophical sense, etc. Better social architectures that help people to a higher self-development. But all of them have one problem. They are paradoxes in themselves. So they always bring with them what we want to avoid. And all emotional concepts tend to ideologize. So we need something else. We need people, or better, let me phrase it this way. When you come into a crisis, what kind of people do you wish on your side? I think, yes, they have to be balanced. Yes, they have to be aware. Yes, they have to be kind people, but they also have need the ability to think precisely, to be decisive, and to think in a more complex way so they can address the coming problems accordingly.
So just ask one question back, is that, do you mean it's rather a set of framework we need and rather the content you're talking about? So we need people, if I'm in a crisis, I need a person who can give me a framework under which I can walk through?
You might call it a framework. I have more thought about emergent quality of cognition. I do not think that mankind's evolution has ended. I think we are just about to begin to reflect on our own evolution as conscious beings. That is one of the many attributes that distinguishes us from animals. We are capable of creating our own evolution in a conscious way. And in order to do that, we need to understand in what environments do we live and how we are connected to them. We need an understanding of what complexity means. That complexity also means it's observer dependent, which means what is complex to one person can be very simple to another and the other way around. For example, if someone says, let's build the wall, everything is simple, just keep the migrants out of my nation, out of my country. It's a simple solution. For someone who sees the things higher connected, that might seem under complex. Yeah, and someone like that might say, well, if you do that, the problems will grow. And you cannot keep these problems outside. You have to integrate them right now. And in order to do that, you need actually people who can think and speak and communicate with high precision on one hand and with an eye on complexity, on global complexity and growing complexity on the other. And that is one of the many reasons why we created FormVet, in order to for all of us to have a universal reference system over which we can relate to each other, which we can use to create precise and complex concepts, which we can make accessible to everybody else in deep. And in order to do something like that, you have always have the question in mind, how does this specific concept works for me? What do I do when I do X? For example, what do I actually do when I say I am free? Free as an action, as something that we do. And now we have the problem that we have entered emergence, we have entered reality emulation, we have entered a society where artificial intelligence and robotics are changing everything on one hand, and the meta crisis like climate change and the disruption of biodiversity are challenging us on the other. So we have to grow along with these challenges, or the downfall will be complete.
So let me ask something, because you talk about these challenges we have to go along with and about the qualities we need and the world we need to understand, are we not restricted or limited by being human compared to animals and plants who communicate on a much deeper level? So when language is one of these most important components of communication as human beings in understanding the world we live in, isn't it that when we talk about complexity, the feelings, our feelings form our thoughts form our words form our actions. And so I would like to refer to this game that we used to play in the childhood, which I remember it is called Stille Post. I think this is silent mail in English. I don't know if they have this game. It's one person whispers something in your ear and you whisper it to the next person, and the next person whispers what they understand to the next person, all the way until in the end, the last one says out the sentence he has heard loud. And what is very funny is that in the end, the sentence that comes out is not the same, which was the sentence that the first one has brought into the game. So this was a funny game when we were children, but nowadays in the complex world, this is not so fun at all. If there's someone who wants to say something and in the end, this comes out in a completely different understanding. So if we now think about inside of us, what we want to express from inside with all these layers, when we bring it out in communication, are we really saying, are we really doing what we want to do? How important is language in these means?
Try to eradicate language from your mind and see what's left. And you will see that it's almost impossible.
I just said, but plants and animals, I mean, they can do it without language, right?
They can do what?
Communicate. And live and
that,
survive.
That is to be discussed and to be a topic of further research. I'm not sure that we can use the same word communication here, because we do not know enough about what is going on in the plant interaction system. Yeah, to me, communication needs someone who actually understands that there is someone else who wants to talk to me. So there is one person and another person, and I think we have to ask what kind of language comes from where and what kind of language realizes what function where. Body needs emotions to be understood by a consciousness. And on the other side, we need language to communicate with each other, and also their emotions play a very important role. I would not say that all communication and thinking is based on emotions, because when I go there outside and I analyze conflict systems, for example, and I use a mathematical model, I might be very enthusiastic about it, but I do not need to be emotional or feel anything in order to make my analysis on one side. But when I have a further look at evolution, I see that at one point evolution came to the moment where consciousness emerged, and where emotions were something evolution created for consciousness to comprehend that the body needs something on one side. And on the other side, we have the co-evolution of consciousness and social systems, societies, tribes, where the tribe needs to know in what state the tribe member is, so it comes pretty handy for a tribe member to can feel emotions and communicate them. Yes, so we have on one hand signal language, and on the other, with upcoming or emerging complexer states of consciousness, we have abstract concepts which need reference language. That is something else. And the moment reference language emerges, communication becomes something necessary, because then you have not any longer a system where misunderstandings can be eradicated, but you have a system where misunderstandings actually are the very cause for further communication. So when you ask for what distinguishes humans from plant life, etc., I think from one perspective we can talk about a linear evolution. On the other, we can talk about circular evolution, which forces us to think on a more complex level, how we as human beings are integrated into the well-being of the whole planetary system. But I would not go so far to relate signal and reference language to whatever form of communication takes place in the plant life.
Thank you.
So looking at the term meaning, it's actually, and if we compare that to flora and fauna, animals and the plants, it's actually just us humans beings who gives meaning to something, isn't it? Or am I wrong?
I cannot ask my cats if they disagree. Yeah. I do not know their language, and I'm not sure that they have concepts of that sort. I don't think so, because I think that our language and our emotional evolution are interrelated. So language takes a big role in our emotional evolution.
So if complexity is increasing, does language become more complex, or does it become easier?
As said earlier, complexity is observer dependent on one hand. On the other, we can say the higher a person can manage complexity, the more complexity he or she can organize, see, etc. So there is some sort of a factual line in complexity management ability, but on the other, we have to understand that what is complex to one person is complex to one person. Yeah, there's nothing else. Complex means I cannot relate every element of the situation, of the system, whatever I'm entangled in with any other element of the situation, system, etc. That means complex. And when we develop a higher ability to manage complexity, we will. There is no way out of this. This is something that emerges alongside. We will create a new sort of language. We will create new concepts. We will create new science, new arts, new sciences, etc. So a language will do the same that what consciousness does here. It will become more precise and concise on one hand and more complex on the other.
Is there a possibility to create language, some kind of a language which is unhearable and still a language?
Yes, if you have a look at our polyvalent logic of cognition that we have created, you will see that all autopoietic complex systems work with complex re-entry forms. And when you have a look into that book, you will see that from a specific point on, unmarked and not marked spaces will develop some sort of frequencies, or we can say we construct self-rhythmizations. I think that's the better way to describe what is happening here. We ourselves, as complex autopoietic system, develop self-rhythmizations. And yes, Formbelt, as we have created it is translatable in all forms of thinkable languages, even those we cannot hear. We can translate Formbelt into languages of sound, of kinesthetics, of virtual language, of music and light, etc., whatever you can think of. And we can translate it into languages of movement, which I find very, very important. When I know your background, and you are always thinking about integrating the body into the process of self-understanding and of self-development and of development of communication. And I totally agree there that the very foundation of everything is kinesthetic. So if we only work with a language that touches our mind and our rational thinking, but does not reach deep down into the realm of emotions, which connects us to the body and does not help with, on the other way around, the body to express itself via unconscious movements, we have a problem that we do not understand the conflicts coming from there. So if we think about a universal language system, we have to think about a universal reference system. And a reference system means that language can emerge to the point that it can be used on a more bodily level.
So what you're saying right now, using a universal language, we have touched it a little bit, but just to emphasize that again, is free from cultural background and all the cultural issues are first of all not to be looked at. Is that correct, what I understood?
Yes. I would like to correct myself here a little bit. I use the concept universal language sometimes in order to help people to better understand what we are doing here. But mathematics has proven that there cannot be such thing. What we have created is a universal reference system. So yeah, the answer to your question is yes. Imagine you have 320 concepts that are common to all human beings, like phenomenon, like dimension, stuff we already conceptualize prior to the first language sign we learn. Radical concepts in the original understanding of radical, back to the roots. Yeah, and if you have such concepts that are universal to all human beings in order to orientate themselves in their world, what is up, what is down, what is left, what is right, yeah, what is bottom, what is top, what comes first, what means next, yeah, what's a question, etc., stuff like that. That is basic in mathematics, in systems theory, etc. You have created a language concept like a coding language that helps people to access the very heart of what they mean with whatever concept they use. And that is something people today do not have. Many people do not know what they mean. And people who do not know what they really mean cannot say what they mean. And when they cannot say what they mean, they say what they don't mean. That is a cause for so many conflicts. And especially today, when we are in so much need for versatile thinkers, for complex thinkers, for people who can access their own concepts or know what they mean when they're talking. This is something that adds to the meta crisis in such a way that we block ourselves from solving the meta crisis challenges.
So I hear the sentence very often that we have to simplify complexity. So it, even in speeches or when I visit functions or events where people talk about complexity, especially in organizational development and so on, is that possible?
No. The moment you start to make complexity more overseeable, you will reach a level when new complexities arise. I really understand where this is coming from. I do understand that people want more harmony, more simplicity in their lives, etc. But this will not be achieved by thinking more simple. It's not enough. Yeah, it is something we have to do, of course. Of course we have to be empathic and empathetic. Of course we have to learn to say what we mean in the most simple way. But the most simple language on earth is mathematics. That is something most people are far too complicated for. Yeah, they think too complicated. And when they say, okay, let's make this simple, and let's make this simple as six-year-old children, they dismiss the fact that six-year-olds take challenges. Yes, they walk along the wrong side of the bridge railing. they climb into trees where we become dizzy, even look at and stuff like that. They are always challenging themselves, and they live in such a complex world. Everything is new, but they are natural born systemic and logical thinkers. And then we go to school and everything looks complicated, which is a completely different kind of animal than complex. Everybody after that is anybody else telling, let's make this more simple. Yeah, but some things are simple, right? Climate crisis will come. We cannot say, well, that is something more complex. But we have to understand that the problems coming with climate crisis, they are complex, and they are wicked problems caused by other wicked problems, etc. And for that, we have to do what we always have to do. We have to answer the question with both.
I like the idea of having language for explaining the world, for passing on information, for doing all this kind. I understand also, of course, because I'm a body worker, the nonverbal language of the body and of the system. But I still believe there's something on the other side, which is a place where language is not needed, and not nonverbal language and not verbal language and not any language. So something which lies beyond mind. And I'm talking about trees, about animals, about something which we cannot grab, which is intangible, but which is there. And I'm not sure if we are, the moment we are creating these concepts, we are creating like something like a blockage of stopping ourselves from really moving beyond?
Well, yes and no, and all of it. First, why not? Yeah, why not imagine there is something else? There will always be something else. Evolution will not stop. Yeah, okay. But if you want to talk about it, you need language. If you want to experience it, you need a language system. Yeah, don't put language into a box. Don't understand language only as that thing it was up until now. We can do better. Yeah, we can start creating new forms of language, emergent forms of language. And when we do that, the undetermined you are talking about will become more in reach. And when we do that, another undetermined function will and space will become will emerge, and so on, and so on, and so on. I would completely leave this either, neither. I would completely leave this one or the other. It's not that. It's not emotion against rationality. That is a fundamental mechanistic concept. But when it comes to undetermined, to the undetermined, I know something about complexity. Every time I learn to think more precise, new undetermined forms will arise. The moment I reach a new level of complexity management, new complexity will arise. The moment I do not try to mediate any conflict, but to go there and accept conflict as a creative function of humanity, I will see new forms of conflicts arise that will help me to comprehend again and again and again. You might may be right, I cannot say so. Yes, I have meditated up to some point, and yes, there have been experiences that might lead into the direction of there is more. But it may also be something my mind came up with in order to deal with the intensities I had to deal with. I do not know, but I am open and I will stay open. And I do not see language as the enemy here or as a border. On the contrary, the language, the borders of my language are the borders of my world, said Ludwig Wittgenstein. And I totally agree here. But I have an emergent concept of language.
And also, I liked it very much how you differentiate between complexity and being difficult, difficulties and not difficulties. What was the
complicated
word? Complicated, exactly. The word complicated, because I think this is also a term which is mixed up quite often. And I feel and see there is a big difference.
Yes.
And looking also to the topic leadership of the future, and also bringing now the link to maybe women has one reason, because in one of your last articles, you wrote that especially women should learn not always to conciliate, what you right now also said, between everyone and everything. That was a quote which you said. Instead, we should understand that conflictual, restless, unstable, confusing, unclear, blurred things belong to life. How does that help, Gitta?
Well, it can help to understand shit will always go on. leadership means orientation function. It can be a function that is fulfilled by people, by men, by women, by transgender persons, but it can also be something that is fulfilled by organizations, teams, even a communication style, marketing, etc. Yeah, so I do not concentrate leadership alone on people. That is one thing. When it comes to women, I often see that we tend to condition over the middle. Yeah, we tend to emotions, to therapy, to social relationships, etc. The mint disciplines are still something we do not find many women in there. That is one thing. And the other is, since we women have entered the business world, we have enlarged and enriched it with understanding of social architecture, the necessity of empathy, etc., which are really relevant for us to survive. But there is a but. We tend to mediate. And coming from a conflict analysis perspective, there is a function to crisis. The word crisis comes from China, at least as I know, and means something like chance too. So when I look at conflicts, I first see there is something that might deliver something unexpected. The moment we talk to each other, there is conflict. We don't understand each other every time. We don't agree with each other. Our expectations of what the other might say do not work with what the other actually is saying. So conflict is everywhere. And it is what makes people develop new stuff. When you look at the history of innovation, you look at the history of conflict and fragmentation. It is a completely misunderstanding that harmonic structures will be structures that support more innovation. That's not true. Yeah, at least it's not true at all or alone. We all people who work on a higher complexity level, management level, love conflicts. Look at the artists of our history. All of them saw something that wasn't quite what they wanted. It wasn't quite what they wanted to say. They had a conflict in their minds, in their emotions, in their bodies, in their social relationships that they really wanted to express. And it's the same with science. Even when you look at these little umbrella thingies that people do in their drinks, there was someone actually who thought, well, my drink looks boring. Yeah, I want something with more fun added to it. He or she saw a conflict. There was something disagreeable. Yeah, something that wasn't there, and so it was created. Or when you think about these wrappings around coffee to go, yeah, before they were invented, you burned your fingers and you had a conflict there, and someone defragmented or fragmented the situation, said, okay, what can be done about this? And when women, we tend to go there and everything, some of us tend to go there and say, oh, we need more harmony, and tend to mediate any conflict and think they have to wash it away and make all understand each other perfectly. It's not always wrong, but when you do that, you will lose the creative people. Yeah, they will be the first to go, and they will say, okay, I will go elsewhere. This is not my cup of tea. Also here the answer is, do both. Challenge yourself, challenge others, go into the conflict. Why do we have to mediate everything? We can also go there and learn to deal with the triggers. There was one situation, it's not so long ago, where some people said to me, Gitta, but you became emotional there. Yeah, well, I am an emotional being. Yeah, I'm not that holy woman with 5 centimeters below the grass, which had nothing to do with the world any longer. I think we do not need such people. What we need are authentic people, truthful people, people who can say what they mean and mean what they say. And in order to do that, we have to develop another perspective on conflict.
It reminds me of a conversation I had last week with my friend who came over, and we had a nice breakfast, and we were talking about a topic. And on one hand, when I talk with Julia about connection, about female qualities, it's exactly that what you are saying, Gitta, that yes, harmony, connect the people. What are the female qualities? But on the other hand, to shout out loud if something is not okay. And this is, on one hand, we said we need to be connected. On the same time, we really banged our hand on the table and said, no, but not like that. And I think that's what you mean, right?
Yes. Yes, and I also asked the questions, what will the children of the future demand from us? And I do not think that they will demand from us equilibrium. I think they will demand that we grasp the problems, that we address the problems properly, that we are decisive, that we are demanding, and that we do not leave the fight. Yeah, that we have to stay on course.
I think it's sometimes really important to step back and to mediate and let the others deal with the conflicts, because we should not go up onto every task. The tasks sometimes belong to someone else. And it's very interesting that someone develops something for this coffee thing, that we don't burn our fingers. So who actually is the one who can deal with the climate crisis? I'm not it. So I'm stepping back, you know, I'm just being, and somebody else can find this thing, how we don't burn our fingers on the climate crisis.
Yeah, and I do not think in excluding the emotional and the harmonic path. I'm the last person. People who know me, I'm all mush. Yeah, all. But on the other side, I see what is necessary. And from our research perspective, no single person can solve the challenges coming with climate crisis. And that is why we created a language that connects us all with the platform that has to be still to be built. We have begun with that, but we are still looking for funding and help there. And in order for people to connect and to connect human superintelligences.
So if we are at this end of this conversation now, is there anything that, as you talk about it now, that you need funding, or is there some sort of support you are thinking about?
Well, yes, the language is ready, the language system is there. We are pretty connected. We have 4 educational projects, pilot projects to start with. What we need is funding. So if you find it interesting to give humanity a universal reference system in order to develop these qualities I'm talking about, to think precise, to communicate precise, to think complex, to communicate complex, to develop emergent qualities in human beings and human life, please connect me and feel free to support our research and the platform in any way you can think of.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much, Gitta, for your time. And I can talk to you for hours because I love what you do. And it's very interesting. And but thank you so much. And you're writing so wonderful articles on these topics on different different blog sites, if I'm not wrong. And it's worth reading them. That's all I can say. And also to get in touch with you if companies and people are interested to know more about form, world, complexity, language, and meaning.
Yes. Ah, and cheerio, thanks to both of you. This was challenging and very nice. And I liked this little spit of spat that was behind it. That's actually what I'm talking about.
Whatever language this was, thank you.
Thanks. Bye, folks.
Bye. See you. Bye.
Bye.